Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to tonight's ball game. Tonight's ball game being played at Cowan High School. We're in Muncie, Indiana. Tonight's game features the Tipton Blue Devils at the Cowan High School Blackhawks. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. A little less than 4 minutes left on the pregame clock. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll try to get through this. We'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils. They have a school enrollment of 505. We'll mention their Class 2A, Sectional 39. In their sectional, there are six teams. That sectional will be played at Tipton High School. In their sectional will be Madison Granite, Eastbrook, Tipton, Taylor, Blackford, and Sheridan. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic trainer is Burt Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana. You can reach them by telephone 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at TiptonBDevils. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There's an East and a West division. There are 10 teams. Right now, how they stack up in the East, it's Western, Tipton, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Loomis Cass. In the West division, right now, it's Benton Central, Twin Lakes, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, and West Lafayette. The Blue Devils are currently 4 wins, 2 losses. They're 1-1 in the Hoosier East. They average 66.7 per ball game offensively. They give up an average of 56.5. We'll mention the coach of the Blue Devils is Coach Cliff Hawkins. Coach Cliff Hawkins working in his third year at Tipton High School. 33 wins, 21 losses. Coach Hawkins working in his 41st year overall. 530 wins, 380 losses. Next game on the agenda for the Blue Devils, that'll be Tuesday the 21st. They'll play the Blackford Bruins at Tipton High School. There will be no broadcast Put Me in Sports on Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit about the Cowan Blackhawks. Cowan Blackhawks right here, the gym capacity, 2,000. Their school enrollment, 380. Their Class 1A, Sectional 55. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Westdale High School. In their sectional will be Tri-Central, Westdale, Liberty Christian, Daleville, Anderson Prep Academy, and the Cowan Blackhawks. The principal at Cowan High School is Patrick Bloom. The athletic director, she was very instrumental for putting me in sports. We are very thankful for Suzanne Crump and also the athletic secretary, Kristen Reese. Cowan High School is located at 9401 South Nottingham Street. That's in Muncie, Indiana, 47302. You can reach them on telephone 765-289-4866. On the web, it's CowanAthletics.com. They wear the colors black and gold. They perform in the Mid-Eastern Conference. There are 10 teams in the Mid-Eastern. Right now, they stack up as Monroe Central, Eastern Hancock, Randolph Southern, Shenandoah, Blue River, Daleville, Westdale, Wapahani, Cowan, and Union. We're mentioning they're currently 0-5 losses. They're 0-2 in the Mid-Eastern Conference. They average offensively per ballgame 41.8 points. They give up defensively 56 points per game. The head coach, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. He came right up here where I'm working. Gave me a sheet. I tell you what, that sheet of paper told everything that was going to happen tonight basketball-wise. He is a kind gentleman. That is Coach Aaron Groves. Coach Aaron Groves right here in his second season at Cowan High School. 15 wins, 14 losses. He's working in his fifth year overall. Overall, 28 wins, 63 losses. He's been at Union High School prior to being right here at Cowan High School. The next game on the agenda for the Cowan Blackhawks is going to also happen on Tuesday. That's this Tuesday, the 21st. South Adams. The Starfires will be here at Cowan High School to do battle with the Blackhawks. That'll be a 6 and 7:30 start. Game 5, I should say pregame, right about a minute, getting ready to roll out, getting ready to have basketball. Last night in the Hoosier Conference, the scores ended up like this. There were 10 teams playing out of the Hoosier Conference, 7 games. Twin Lakes got the win, 79-62 over Frankfort. Western got the win over Hamilton Heights, 60-46. Central Catholic got the win over Covington, 63-50. Tipton got the win over Lewis Cass at Tipton. That was 66-61. McConaughey got the win at Northwestern, 69-63. Rentonia Central got the win. They were home with South Newton, 57-39. And Benton Central, they were home with West Lafayette. Benton Central got the win, 47-41. Last night, Try was right here in the house going against Cowan. That was a 5-point ball game. That was anybody's ball game. Try got the win, 53-48. We'll also mention Shenandoah ball game. That was at Shenandoah. Cowan Blackhawks traveled. That was a 44-40 game on December the 4th. That was a good one. And also the Hagerstown ball game, first game out of the chute right there, was at Hagerstown. Cowan fell 60-54. We're going to accept this game for the national anthem. That was our national anthem. That is a minute and a half that everyone in the whole facility are on the same page in agreement with the United States of America and Rita Springer. So we'll mention, getting ready to talk about the starting lineups. We'll mention the starting lineups first for the Blue Devils, 15th team on the scoreboard. They'll start like this. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter is a freshman. He's 6'4" inches tall. Second in the lineup is number 11, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan is a sophomore. He's 6 feet tall. Number 21, that's Nate Powell. Nate Powell, a senior, 6'4" inches tall. Number 22, Jackson Money. Jackson Money, a sophomore. He's 5'11". And number 33, Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway, a senior. He's 6'8" inches tall. The head coach of the Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Let's talk about the Cowan Blackhawks starting lineup for tonight's ballgame. We'll be number 1, that's Mason Kidd. Mason Kidd is a sophomore. He's 6 feet tall. Number 2 is Gavin Kidd. Gavin Kidd is a sophomore, 6 feet tall. Number 5 is Blaine Marlatt. Blaine Marlatt is a junior. He's 6'2". Number 21, that's Cole Duncan. Cole Duncan is a sophomore. He's 6'7" inches tall. Number 22, Bradley Carroll. Bradley Carroll is a sophomore. He's 6 feet tall. The head coach for the Calvin Blackhawks is Aaron Groves. We'll mention the JV coach for the Blackhawks tonight. Female coach coaching boys basketball. She did a fine job. That's Coach Lisa Blaylock. We'll mention the JV contest. It was captured by Gibson. 43-41. Shot at the buzzer. In the paint. Decided the ball game. I thought we were going OT. It was 41-41 for a couple of possessions. And the Blue Devils put it in to end the ball game at the buzzer. So they get introductions right now. They turn the lights down a little bit. They've got spotlights right here. They're right behind me. So while I've got a beautiful vantage point right here, I am thankful for the athletic director, Suzanne Crump. She was most instrumental. She made some copies for putting me in sports. We are very appreciative. And we'll try to do the best we can talking about this ball game as it happens. They're getting ready to jump it up right now. They're going to go with three officials. Three officials, I think I recognize the guy going to toss the ball up. These three officials, they are veterans. I'll mention that. And they're going to toss it up right now. It's going to be Sam Ridley at 6'8". Jumping up against Cole Duncan at 6'7". This should be a good one. There's the whistle. Here's the toss. It's a good toss. It's a little bit low. Hit by Ridgeway. It's controlled right there by Cowan. And Cowan throws it in the backcourt. They went over his back. So just a mental mistake right there. Start out the ball game. That's just about like Tipton getting the toss. So Tipton brings it in from half court. Noah Swan tosses it in. Number three on the zone. That's Grady Carpenter. They move the left side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Back to Nolan. Nolan dribbles down baseline. Brings it back out. Out top to Jackson. They'll dish it off to Carpenter. He'll dodge it. Pass it inside to Nate Powell. Powell's shot with Joe rebound. Sam Ridgeway. He'll toss it and he'll throw it away. Going back the other direction. Cowan, that's 22, Bradley Carroll. Ball goes out of bounds and they'll say it was last touched by Cowan. Blue Devils going to bring it 84 feet. There's a stage right there. They got a nice facility here. Have a stage just like Tipton. Tipton has a stage pretty much the same area. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. They're going elbow, he can't see the corner. Three-point shot on the way, rimmed off for Brady Carpenter. Saving the basketball, trying to, couldn't get it saved. That was Nate Powell, he's a pretty athletic young man. He tried to save the ball from going out of bounds, but he left the floor standing on the line. So he's out of bounds. Gives the ball back to Cowan. 7-12 on the game clock. Almost a minute gone by here in the first quarter. We're at Calvin High School, Muncie, Indiana. On the dribble out top, that's Mason Kidd. Where's number one? They're working around the perimeter. Now the hands of Gavin. Gavin Kidd, they're working back around. Three-point shot on the way. Got it. That's 21, Cole Duncan. Cole Duncan, a 6'7" sophomore. Nails a three. He only averages 6 points per game. He's on his way. 3-0 contest. Cowan in front. Spin move. The elbow. Back the other direction. They'll pitch it down low. Sam Ridgeway. He'll go up and slam it. He'll flush another one. Going to give a good assist right there to Nolan. Going back the other direction. It's a 3-2 ball game. In the paint. They're working back around off the glass. Duncan shot. Fell off the rim. Rebound. Sam Ridgeway to the front court. They're working back in. They're working down low. Ridgeway. Going to be a block shot. Ridgeway going up for the shot, got his block by 6'7", Cole Duncan. It's like an NBA game. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Cole Duncan has his average with the first two shots he takes. He's got six. Cowan's got six, it's 6-2. Cowan in front, 5:50 left here in the first quarter. Left elbow is getting behind the arc, and Jackson Money, he'll dish it out top. He'll work in elbow shot right there. Wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. Rebound out of there. He's trying to go coast to coast. Lost the handle of the basketball. Took a shot. Yeah, that was Bradley Carroll. Back the other direction. They'll get into Sam Ridgeway. Couldn't get the shot. But following the shot right there is Nate Powell. He gets his first 2 points of the ballgame. The 6-4 contest. Tipton trailing by two. 5:18 left. We're in the first quarter. tipped away and stolen in the front court by Nolan Swan. The little elbow, the digit left side. 2-point bucket good for Grady Carpenter. Credit another good pass from Nolan Swan. Tie ball game at 6. Ball's in the front court. Touches the hands, Mason Kidd. He'll go baseline and lose the handle. It's going to be the last touch by Tipton. They're going to say it was off of Nolan Swan. Time out. We're going to have a substitution check in. We're going to see number 23, Aiden Toll. He's going to check in the 4:58 mark. Taking a breather, Sam Ridge, Radius Medium 5 right there from Coach Cliff Hawkins. And all the way down the bench area. Going to bring it in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Tosses it in. Up for the shot, Blaine Morath couldn't get the shot. Rebounding foul going to be whistled on 21. I believe that's going to be on Cole Duncan. Cole Duncan picks up his first foul of the ballgame. That is the first foul in this ballgame. Brought in from the backcourt, Blue Devils. Slow dribble going across the timeline. That's number 3, Grady Carpenter, a 6'4 freshman. They're on the right side. Give it to Jackson Money. Jackson pitches it down low to Nate Powell. He uses a shot fake. He'll go up, get it off the glass, 2-point bucket in the paint. 8-6 contest, Gibson's first lead of the ballgame. Ball goes out of bounds. It's last touched by the Blue Devils. Going to be brought in front of the Blue Devils bench. Going to be triggered in by Gavin Kidd. He wears number 2. Baseline. Working down inside to Cole Duncan. Turnaround jumper. Now he's going to pass it down low on the baseline. He'll go out of bounds. Last test, I believe it was off the hand of Blaine Morath. They're going to give it back to Tipton. We brought in Nolan Swan on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. He'll walk it to the timeline and pick up the pace now. He's going to be picked up there, 2-3 zone. They're going to go back to a man. They're looking inside, Nate Powell. He'll take a jumper in the paint and wouldn't get it, but he reaches over trying to get the board. They're going to get him for a foul here in the ballgame. He's going to get his first. Nate Powell's going to pick up his first. He's got 1. Blue Devils with 1. Both teams with 1 here in the first quarter. 4:10 left. First quarter, Calvin High School, home of the Blackhawks. I wasn't sure there was another Blackhawk. I knew there was a Sheridan, but now I know. Ball's loose. Ball's tipped away. It'll be tipped out of bounds. They're going to say his last touch by Nate Powell. It goes out of bounds. Tipton's going to play defense in the half court. Going to be brought in the left of the bucket on the baseline. The trigger man is Mason Kidd. Looking to bring in. He's being guarded there by Jackson Money loosely. To the corner, he'll get it to Gavin. Gavin Kidd at the basketball. He'll use the dribble. To bring it back out, they'll go elbow right side. It's playing Morath. He's still elbow, looking to get rid of it. He works it outside, inside. Morath gets the ball back. Tipped away on a 3-point shot. Outside the arc, we go for Gavin Kidd. Back the other direction, Blue Devils on the move, they're in the paint. Broder in the lane, got the bucket, Jackson Money. Jackson Money gets his first 2 in the ballgame. 10-6 contest, Blue Devils by 4. Working around the perimeter, they're working down low. Cole Duncan lost the handle, it's picked up by Nate Powell. He'll get the steal, get it to Grady. They're working up ahead to Aiden Cole. No foul call off the glass, a bit strong, back the other direction. 10-6 ball game. On the dribble outside the arc, they'll get it back to Gavin. Gavin Kidd, triple threat available. He'll move it left side around the perimeter. Shot on the way, short off the mark. Where'd he go? Mason Kidd tries a 3. Rebound basket wouldn't go. That was Cole Duncan. They'll go back the other direction. Blue Devils on the offense in the front court. 10-6 ball game from the corner. Good. Aiden Cole in the ball game. First shot to 3 from the left corner baseline. Aiden Cole, that average. He's now 8-for-15 on the season. He's above 50% from 3-point land, leads the team. 13-6 contest. Out top, Cole Duncan behind the back dribble. 6'7", 10, moves the basketball. They're working back in on the drive, 22, Bradley Carroll. His shot would go, Cole Duncan with the board. Ball tipped away behind the arc now. Playing Morath back out top, they'll reset the offense. Mason Kidd moves it left side to Morath. Back out top. They get it to Carroll. Working right side behind the arc. That's Mason Kidd. He'll dribble now. Free throw shot. Jump shot. Got it. Mason Kidd with Nolan Swan right in his face. 2-point shot good for Mason Kidd. 13-8. Back the other direction. 2 points that good for Nate Powell. Nate Powell, the paint, picked up two more. It's 15-8. Three of them by seven. 1:38 left. We're at the first quarter. They're working down low, tipped away. Pretty good defense right there. Grady Carpenter has a quick pass from Cole Duncan. Substitution, checking back in the ballgame. We're going to see Calvin Blackhawks check in with number three, Michael Hargrave. He's a 5'10 senior. Also in the ballgame, 23, Victor Garrett. He's a 6'3" junior. So bringing the ball in is Michael Hargrave. Riding the bucket on the baseline in the front court for Callum. Bounce pass will be stolen. Nearly stolen, now stolen back by Hargrave. Just stayed stationary on the ground, made the pass, did not move. No traveling, go outside the arc. 3-point shot off the rim, wouldn't go for Mason Kidd. Back the other direction, Nate Powell with the board. They'll move it hurried to the front court. Aiden Cole will take a jump shot in the paint, and he'll get fouled on the way up. He'll shoot two at the stripe. 15-8. Blue Devils at the stripe. That foul's whistled on 23. Victor Garrett. Victor Garrett picked up number one in the ballgame. That's two so far here in the first quarter for Callum. Tipton with one thus far. First shot on the way. Aiden Cole got the first. Aiden Cole shooting above 50%. He's now 8 for 14 at the free throw line. Nate Powell going to take a breather, checking out the ball game. Sam Ridgway back in. He's on the lane. Adjacent to him is Jackson Money. Second shot, good. Got both of them. Aiden Cole, 17-8. 9-point leader are the Blue Devils. We're in the first quarter, 1:07 left. Here in the first, so we're going to round the perimeter in the front court. That's the Calvin Blackhawks. Out top to move it in. 23 right there, Garrett. He'll pitch it off. He'll take a shot from the baseline. That shot taken by Mason Kidd. Where'd he go? Rebound picked up by Kipton. They go a hurry shot to the front court. They'll dish it up ahead to Aiden Cole. To try to layup, he'll get fouled in the act of shooting. He'll end up at the foul stripe once again. He's going to get two. We're going to see a sub check in after his first shot. It's going to be Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong waiting at the scores bench. Hassong is a junior, 6'3". First shot, Aiden Cole. He's 3 for 3 at the stripe here in the first quarter. Checking in the ball game for Callum, going to be number 4, Jackson Clifford. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Taking a breather for Callum is 22, Bradley Terrell, a 6-foot sophomore. Pretty even trade right there. Second shot on the way for Aiden Cole. Rimmed off with Joe. 50 seconds left. Callum boards the basketball. Crossing the timeline with the basketball is Michael Hargrave. He'll get the ball back from Mason Kidd. Back to Mason Kidd, behind the arc. He'll dish it back to Cole Duncan. Skip pass, a little bit tall. Duncan trying to find Mason Kidd. I'll take that back, trying to find Hargrave. Tall pass goes out of bounds. Blue Devils going to get to bring the ball in. For three-quarter court. 33 seconds left. Slow dribble, crossing the sideline at a walk pace is Nolan Swan. Picking him up out top near the center circle is number 3, Michael Hargrave. Then a quick toss in the top of the three-point area. Hassong now back out top, center of the court, Jackson Money. 15 seconds left. 18-8, Tipton by 10 with the basketball. 8 seconds. To take it back out, Nolan Swan lost the handle. It ends up in the hands of Jackson Money. He'll take a jump shot at the free throw line and get it. Jackson Money for two. The clock hits out as the ball just continues to roll right there. So at the end of one quarter of play, Blue Devils in front, 20-8. We'll go to second quarter. But first, we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes there. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes there, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes there, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. Lisa spoke there, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So checking in the ballgame. Kidd back in the ballgame. That's number two, Gavin Kidd. He took a breather. So they've got Gavin and Mason Kidd in the ballgame. They've got 23, Victor Garrett. They've got Cole Duncan. And I'll get to everyone right there. It's number four, Jackson Clifford for Callum. Free throw line jumper, way to go. Off the mark left side, that was Jackson Money. Rebound out of there, Cole Duncan. To the front court, Callum. Callum Blackhawks on the approach. Behind the arc, picked up his dribble. That's Mason Kidd. He'll dish off now to Gavin Kidd. They'll work a pass down low in the paint. He'll jump up, take the two-point shot. Good. Callum Blackhawk, number four, Jackson Clifford. Ball to the front court, 20-10. 10-point leader, Blue Devils, flip the ball in the front court. 7:20 left, second quarter, out top, three-point shot, good. It's Nolan Swan from three-point land. He's now 21 for 46 on the season. That's just above 44%. And they say 35% is good. Outside the arc, short off the mark, shot, three-point land, Mason Kidd ready to go. Got his ball back, followed his shot, put it off the glass in the paint. Two-point bucket for Mason Kidd. Mason averages 6 points per game. Turnaround jumper, Nolan Swan, rims off and go. Cole Duncan, 6'7", rebounds the basketball, hits the outlet. Crossing the timeline, Gavin Kidd on the dribble. They go free throw line, Jackson Clifford. Kick it back out, three-point shot off the glass. That's Cole Duncan. I'm not sure if the bank is open, but they say the ATM is never closed. 23-15. 8-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils on a slow approach here in the front court. They'll bounce it in to Nate Powell. They take a dribble, turn around, jump, or rimmed around and fell in. That right-handed flip shot he's got right there is patented, I'm sure, by Nate Powell. It's 25-15. 6 minutes left, second quarter, Callan High School. About an hour's drive from Arcadian, well worth the drive. We're going to now stop, they're working down low, going to be stolen. Stolen by Nate Powell, he's going to go coast to coast. He's going to lay it up over the rim, going to bounce out of there, would go. Rebound secured by number one, Mason Kidd, the Blackhawks. He dishes across the court there to Gavin Kidd. Gavin still has his dribble alive. Working against Nolan Swan. He'll dish it back to Mason. Mason brings it back right side behind the arc. Victor Garrett. They try to get the basketball. It's going to be trying to save it from going out of bounds. Did so. That was Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to toss it off the leg of a Calvin ball player. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to Tipton. Pretty savvy young man. That's Nolan Swan. He's got a good basketball IQ. 5:20 left, second quarter, 25-15. Blue Devils with the basketball in the front court. On the dribble, they'll pass it down low to Nate Powell. He'll pack his way in, turn around jumper, way to go. Rebound secured out of there, 23, Victor Garrett. To the front court, work the left side behind the arc. We're going to bear the Marlatt. Marlatt going to get the ball back, lost the handle. Nate Powell, he's open. He's going to go in, just lay the ball up and got the layup. That's the bucket. He was thinking about a dunk. He looked to see what the defense was showing, and he just laid it off the glass. 2 points for Nate Powell. 27-15. 4:40 left here in the second quarter. Saving the basketball was drives to the hoop. Driving strong was Bradley Carroll. He couldn't get the bucket. They tried the rebound bucket. Couldn't get it. Falls on the floor. Picked up by Nate Powell. They move it to the front court. Aiden Cole. He'll finish off right there to Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter goes... Going to go to the foul line. He couldn't get the shot away. He got fouled in the act of shooting. Freshman Grady Carpenter going to shoot two at the stripe. Foul's going to be whistled on Cowan. Number 22, Bradley Carroll. Carroll picked up his second in the ballgame. Team foul number four for Cowan. One thus far for Tipton. First shot rims off. Wouldn't go. for Grady Carpenter. You get some encouragement between shots here. Back in the ballgame, Sam Ridgway. Taking a breather, Aiden Toll. He gets a pat on the back from Coach Hawkins. Also taking a breather is Connor Hassan. Second shot rims off. Wouldn't go either. Couldn't get either one of them. That was Grady Carpenter. He's now 8. He's 0 for 4 the free throw line on the season. 27-15, a 12-point leader on the Blue Devils. Working the right side with the basketball behind the arc. Thought about a steal there. Nate Powell going to be tipped away, but Nolan Swan going to get the reach in, tipping that ball away. That's a difficult tip. You got to be like grief-frightening to tip that ball away around the player on the dribble. Most of the time you're going to get called, even if it wasn't a foul. 27-15, 4 minutes left. We're halfway through the second quarter. Blue Devils by 12. Balls in the front court. Talon, Blackhawks on the drive. Works to the free throw line. Michael Hargrave to kick it back out. Tamara back to Hargrave behind the arc. He'll take a three. Got it. Nothing but net. Michael Hargrave working on that 3-point percentage, and he's working well. 27-18, a 9-point ball game. Blue Devils in front. Behind the arc, 3-point shot. Right elbow extended with go. Jackson Money. They had a whistle foul on the rebound stage and be called against Sam Ridgway. 33, Sam Ridgway going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. Team foul number 3. 3.5 minutes left. We're in the second quarter. 27-18. Going to be a timeout called. Full 60 seconds. Timeout called by Coach Cliff Hawkins right there. They're talking over right there. We'll also mention Mid-Eastern Conference tonight on the 18th on a Saturday. 6 games are scheduled. 11 a.m. this morning, it was Connorsville Christian at Union at 7:30. The rest of the 7:30 start times. Eastern Hancock at Lincoln tonight. Monroe Central at Hagerstown. Tipton right here with Cowan. Wapahani at Alexandria. And Westdale is at Daleville. 5 non-conference games, 1 conference matchup, and that's Westdale and Daleville. Hoosier Conference game night, 7 games scheduled tonight. 7 Hoosier Conference games, all non-conference. Crown Point is at West Lafayette. Noblesville would have been at Hamilton Heights. That game is postponed. North White is at Twin Lakes. Northwestern would be at Elwood. That game is also postponed. Rossville is at Central Catholic. Tipton is here at Cowan. And Tri-West is at Denton Central. Ball going to be brought in by Cowan. They'll go 84 feet. They'll get it in. Right here through the hands of Victor Garrett. They get back to Marlatt. Try to get across the timeline, he'll pass out of there. Michael Hargrave to the front court. They're going to call an offensive foul. Setting up to draw the charters right there, Nate Powell. He definitely paid the price, but he did draw the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on 22, Bradley Carroll. He picks up a third foul here in the second quarter. He's going to take a seat right there. He'll probably step there until mid-third quarter. I'm not sure. I'm not the coach, but I do appreciate your coach, Aaron Graves. He's a good man, and he's dressed in a suit and tie in the paint to take it back out. Outside the arc, 3-point shot going to go for Nolan Swan. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. He'll go back up, get the bucket. Ridgway for 2. Ridgway averaging 4.7 points per ball game. He got 2 right there. He can hover around the rim. He'll do well. 29-18, an 11-point advantage for Tipton. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. This time, way to go for Michael Hargrave. Back the other direction, Blue Devils in the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll work it out to Jackson Money. Back to Swan. Inside to Nate Powell. He'll back his way down. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. Wouldn't get the shot, but he'll get 2 at the stripe. He got fouled in the act of shooting. Difficult guy to guard when he starts backing you down, like a Mark Jackson. Remember Mark Jackson with the Pacers? He used to back guys down in the paint. He's all about 6'2". First shot rims around, would go. Nate Powell, he'll get 1 more. Nate Powell is out and dropped just a tad from last night's game. He's now at 19.8 points per game. Second shot would go. 29-18. 11-point leader are the Blue Devils. Falls into front court. Bounce pass right side to Macy Kidd. Guarding him is Nolan Swan. And pick up his dribble. They're working in elbow right side. They'll dish it down low to Cole Duncan. Going to be a box shot, but they're going to call a foul. You'll say they got a piece of his arm going up. 6'7". Cole Duncan. Nate Powell picks up his second foul in tonight's ball game. 2:12 left at the free throw line. Cole Duncan. First shot on the way. Nothing but net. Aiden Toll going to re-enter the ball game, taking a breather. It's Sam Ridgeway. Aiden Toll going to work down on the block there. Jason from Nate Powell. Also on the lane is Carpenter and Nolan Swan. High shot right there. Falls right through like a rainbow. Both of them good at the strike. That was Cole Duncan. Working the ball and passing in to Nate Toll on the baseline. Works it back out to Aiden Toll. Get it back in. Baseline jumper. Should say a floater on the baseline. Good for Nolan Swan. And once in a while I do mistake Toll for Powell. I see a mismatch names. I apologize for that. It'll probably happen again. So tipped away and stolen by Aiden Toll. They'll dish it up ahead. Jackson Money, he'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good for Jackson Money. It's a 13-point ball game. 1:34 left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Working it around the perimeter. Way outside, that's Gavin Kidd. He'll bounce it elbow. I should say corner baseline right there. That's number 5, Blaine Marlapp. Back to Kidd. They're working left side to Mason Kidd. Both of them 6 feet tall. Both of them sophomores. I haven't got the lowdown if they're twins or maybe they're cousins, but I'm pretty sure they got to be brothers. But their stats are even pretty equal. Stolen in the backcourt, stolen by Carpenter. They go in the paint to take a shot off the glass. Off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound secured right there for Cowan. Jackson Clifford to the front court on the dribble. Number 2, Gavin Kidd. We're going to left side to Mason Kidd. Take a jump shot inside the arc. 2-point shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Nolan Swan. They're dishing up ahead. Taking the shot there. It's going to be Aiden Toll. He got fouled. They'll go back to the foul stripe. Jackson Money and Aiden Toll couldn't decide who was going to take the shot. They were just being courteous with each other. Ends up Aiden Toll takes the shot just outside the paint. Gets fouled and shoots twice. That foul's whistled on Cole Duncan, number 21. He also has 2. So that the stripe, Aiden Toll. First shot, good. 3-for-3 on the evening. Aiden Toll, that average jumping right up there. Taking a breather, coming out of the ballgame. Coach Aaron Graves gives him a hug. He'll set down. That's number 21, Cole Duncan. 34-20. Blue Devils by 14, 40 seconds left here in the second quarter. Second shot, Isaac flies it. Aiden Toll got both of them. 35-20, 38 seconds, full court pressure shown by the Blue Devils. Somewhat loose, they're working in the backcourt. Going to dribble across the timeline, lost the handle. It's going to go out of bounds. Going to say last touch off of Victor Garrett. Right there in front of the scores bench. Giving back to Tipton, 30.6 left. Brought in by Carpenter, in the hands of Nolan Swan, walks across the sideline on the dribble. Going against him right there is Gavin Kidd. On the dribble out of the center circle, 15 seconds left. They're working left side. They'll take off, they'll hand off right there to Jackson Money. They get it back to Carpenter. Carpenter's spin move in the paint, got the bucket off the glass, left-handed. 1 second, long shot at the buzzer, almost went. A little bit more than half court. Pretty good shot there, Gavin Kidd. Would not fall. We're at halftime. Blue Devils in front, 37-20. We thank you for listening. Put me in sports. And then we'll mention putmeinsports.com. Beginning in 2008, putmeinsports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils. Also Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And have done a couple of Central Catholic Knights games. And baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. I was talking with the lady down there. She's selling the shirts and pants and everything is printed up with Talon's logo on it. We were talking and we were talking about 1A baseball, and I understand the Blackhawks from Talon, semi-state winners last year. That's a pretty good offering right there, and they're just happy when they can beat Daleville. And that's their goal here at Talon. You know, you got those teams that you want to beat. That's one of theirs. So congratulations to the Talon Blackhawks for their baseball. Looking forward to keeping an eye on them this year. Also, like to mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. They work to serve you. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Also, this game is in part being brought to you by AGM. AGM Auto, if you didn't know, that AGM stands for a good mechanic. And they can vouch for that, and I can too. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces. Same quality work. Also, we now restore crashy cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, go to Howard Street right there off of State Road 19 in Arcadia. Go west, and we are behind the Arcadia ballpark. We're going to have a conversation right now with Athletic Director Suzanne Crump. I tell you what, you run a good ship here.
Well, thanks. It's a nice gym. It's old, but we have a good time and not very many people it takes to make it loud, so it's a good place to be.
It's a great place to be. I mean, the seating area is elevated. The players, you can see everything in front of you. Who could ask for more?
Yeah, it's fun. It's old. It's hot. It's steamy, and it's a good atmosphere for high school basketball for sure.
You said it was going to be warm up here. I got to mention, your baseball team played pretty good last year, did they not?
Yeah, we had a good year all the way around in athletics here. But baseball did well in the spring. Softball did well in the spring. Both made it to the semi-state. Just missed getting to the state final for both of them. And so a lot of those athletes are back and looking forward to another good spring as well.
I look up there on the wall. I see lots of ribbons up there. And they got a lot of different dates. Well, you guys have been successful many, many years.
Yeah, especially volleyball here. Of course, we're in Delaware County, so volleyball is a big sport here. And we've been successful in the 1A level in volleyball over the years. And boys basketball, you know, we'd only won one sectional championship back in 1976 until 2 years ago. And we won the last two boys basketball sectional championships, so those were awesome years for that. And then, again, spring sports did well, and our wrestling program has been resurrected here in the last 6 or 7 years, and we were sectional champs there and county champs for the first time, and a lot of those guys are back. We had our first state qualifier in wrestling last year in Toby Abbott, and he's back for his senior season, so A lot of great kids are back. We lost a lot of good ones, but I'm looking forward to hopefully some success here as we move forward.
That's great. For 380 enrollment, you do well here.
Yeah, it's a nice school. Never consolidated with anyone, and you know, we just try to be as competitive as we can be, and obviously some years are better than others, but it's a nice school system to be a part of.
There's not a lot of Blackhawks names. I mean, I know Sheridan, and now I know you guys.
Yep, that's about the only two I think I know as well. So there's probably one or two more out there, but Sheridan and Cowan are about the only two Blackhawks I know.
That feels good. And hey, I'm going to mention your first game out of the chute this year, you played Hagerstown. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was kind of rough and tumble. We were a little shorthanded that night. We played at Hagerstown, and you know, we're really a brand new squad this year for the boys, and we lost five senior starters and four senior starters, and our sophomore Cole Duncan started as a freshman last year. Lost a lot of experience. It's a lot of new guys just trying to learn the ropes of what varsity basketball is about, and they're young. So looking forward for them to improve as the year goes and get better the next couple of years as well.
I saw your varsity roster, and it included eight sophomores on it.
Right. No varsity experience for the most part in that group. They all played JV last year except for Cole Duncan. And so, yeah, it's a learning experience. You know, the next level, no matter what it is a little faster, quicker, stronger competition. And I think they're starting to figure that out a little bit and just going to have to work real hard to get better.
Hey, back on your December 4th game, you went against Shenandoah. You went against Dave McCullough. That guy's he's a legendary coach from Noblesville, but that was just a four-point game.
Yeah, they lost some guys, too, from last year, and we played there. I wasn't at that game, but, you know, I think we had our chances to win, and again, young. I just have to learn how to finish at the end in a tight ball game, and so, yeah, proud of our guys, and hopefully, you know, with more experience, we'll be able to close those games out.
I tell you what, Christmas is going to be next Saturday. Are you going to have the family at your house?
Just our daughter and son and my daughter's husband and then we'll spend the Christmas Eve day, get together at my mom's actually in Kokomo. So that's where I grew up and we'll be over there for that day. But Christmas Day will be at our house.
That's good. Do you guys draw names?
We do not. We just enjoy each other's company for the most part and, just love being around family at the holidays.
Back when I was growing up as a kid, my mom would buy over 100 presents. She put a number on each present. And she had the code, and nobody knew until she said, who got the present.
That's kind of a neat way to do it. You know, some of the kids were older, so we just enjoyed being around each other. Drew names a long time ago when we were all kids and for my grandparents and those kinds of things. But right now, it's just about family.
I tell you what, CJ, Trump, you're a blessing. I'm glad I'm here with you.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to have you here and wish you guys the best. And you've got a great layout here, and appreciate what you guys do in your profession, and I know the people out there listening do, too.
Thanks very much. So that is Suzanne Crump. She's the athletic director. I'm telling you what, she does a fine job right here at Calvin High School. She knows everything that's going on, as you could tell. She just answered those questions just right and left. She's proud of her school, and why shouldn't she be? 1:04, clock rolling down. Getting ready to have the 9-minute buzzer. There it is. 1-minute timeout happening right now. And I will mention, December 14th ranking. This is Class 1A. 1A basketball at number 1 this week. It's North Davies at 6-0. Number 2, Gary's 21st Century at 3-1. Number 3 is Lagodi, 7-1. Number 4 is Bar Reed. They're at 5-2. Number 5 is Edinburgh, 5-0. Number 6 is Broomfield out there by Bloomington. They're 5-0. 7 is Indianapolis Lutheran. They're 2-0. But remember, they won the state title in 1A football at Lucas Oil. That's why they only have 2 games. Number 8 is Triton. They're 5-1. Number 9 is Jacksonville. They're 4-2. Number 10 is Indianapolis Kinley. They're 1-2. Number 11 is Evansville Christian. They're 4-2. Number 12 is Orleans. They're 3-1. I'll finish this list next break. There are 3 teams tied at 13 and 3 teams tied at 16. Got a nice mention there. Thank you, Paula. appreciate that for the interview. That was a good interview, and it was all her. Her inbound the basketball is going to belong to Callum. Alternate arrow possession goes back to Tipton now. Corner baseline, bringing the ball back out of there, running the ball around the perimeter. Bradley Carroll, opposite corner, Cole Duncan, he'll dribble a couple times. Take it out behind the arc, Gavin Kidd. They're working around the perimeter. Back to Mason Kidd. Back to Gavin. He'll take a jump shot inside the paint, or should say, inside the arc. Wouldn't go. Rebound Tipton back the other direction on the dribble is Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. He'll go left side of the glass. He'll go hard off the glass. A little bit strong. Wouldn't go. Rebound Sam Ridgway. They'll go for the shot. Got it blocked by Cole Duncan. He'll get the rebound again. Take another shot. Wouldn't get it. They're going to whistle a foul on Sam Ridgway, trying to get the board back. That is the workout, 6'7", Cole Duncan, and 6'8", Sam Ridgway. That's the best matchup I've seen this season for the center position. Working the right side to the corner with the basketball. That's Mason Kidd. Mason Kidd on the dribble, back out top. He'll move the left side to Gavin. Gavin Kidd on the dribble and straight away. They'll work the right side, 22, behind arc. Bradley Carroll to the corner to Mason. Back to Kidd, back to Carroll around the perimeter. Back to Mason. Excuse me, Gavin Kidd on the dribble. He'll work at the elbow, right side. He'll take a jump shot just outside the paint. That shot taken by 22. Bradley Carroll, the board is handled by Cole Duncan. He goes back up off the glass. 2 points for Cole Duncan. 37-22. Out top of the basketball, back pedal dribble, working right here, Jackson Money. He's being guarded by Mason Kidd. They're working right side. Right there to Carpenter. Dish it inside to Nate Powell. He'll bring it back out. They'll try it again. They're working in the Sam Ridgway, opposite side of the lane. He's in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Got his shot blocked again by Cole Duncan. Ends up in the hands of Jackson Money. He takes a 12-footer in the lane. Wouldn't go. Rims out there. It's collected by Gavin Kidd. Kid goes left side. It's going to be off the hand as Blaine Marlapp goes out of bounds. Got to get home tonight, you know, about 7 minutes away from kickoff at Lucas Oil. Colts going to host the Patriots. Each team needs to win. The Colts need a big-time win. They almost need to win out. We'll hope they do. We'll be able to see the second half. It'll be tipped away in the front court tip, and it's stolen by Callum. They'll work at left side off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. 22, Bradley Carroll. 37-24, a 13-point advantage. Carpenter might have got away with a turnover right there. Pulled Tom the ball. He dished it down low. Sam Ridgway. Reverse layup for Ridgway. 2-point bucket. Good. 39-24. To the corner. Working the basketball. Mason Kidd. Cross-court skip pass from Carroll. Gets it to Cole Duncan. Now back out top. They're moving around Gavin Kidd. They're just outside the arc there. Going to be a block shot. Trying to take the shot. There was Bradley Carroll. Taking his arms up with Nate Powell. Ball came back down. They're moving up ahead. Jackson Money goes off the glass for two. 41-24. Going to work it in. Cole Duncan. They're going to the corner. Mason Kidd. Out top to Gavin Kidd. They'll dribble in. In the paint. Off the glass. Left side. Shot's ready to go. Shot taken there. By Marlapp, rebound Tipton, they're moving to the front court. They're moving down low, Nate Powell. Nate Powell in the back of the way in, inside out play. Jackson Money, 3-point land, would go from the left elbow extended. Rebound secured there by Sam Ridgway. They'll go to the corner. Nolan Powell could get it. Rebound Jackson Money. They'll give it back to Carpenter. 17-footer straight away off the glass. Sam Ridgway at ATM is always open. 43-24. Front court with the basketball on the dribble. Bradley Carroll. Back to Carroll. Gets the ball back from Gavin. Gavin Kidd. Now he has the bounce pass from Carroll. He'll go to the corner. Mason Kidd is going to dish it down low. Shot's going to go. He got fouled. Blaine Marlapp right there in the paint. He got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled. Tipton. It'll whistle this one on number 11. Nolan Swan. Swan picks up his second foul in the ballgame. Blue Devils with two here in the second half. Callen yet to commit a foul here in the second half. 4:06 left at the free throw stripe right there is number 5, Blaine Marlapp. This is 13th trip to the stripe. First one rolls around and fell in. By two revolutions of the rim, back in the day, they said Julius Erving used to hold the record for most revolutions around the rim before falling in with four revolutions for Dr. J. Second shot, good. That's Blaine Marlatt. Timeout, 60-second timeout. Going to be cold. And then we'll go ahead and finish that. Class 1A ranking basketball. We left off at number 13. There are three teams tied at 13. They are Argus. They're 4-1. Tri-Central Trojans. That's Bill Bowen's coach ball team. They're 4-1. And also at 13 is Fremont. They're 3-1. Three teams are tied at number 16 in Class 1A. One of them is Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They're 3-3. Covington, they're 2-3. And Elkhart Christian, 3-1. This happens to be that Central Catholic is at Covington tonight for basketball. They got back. That was last night. Now, we'll double check here. Yeah, that was tonight's ball game. Now, that was last night. My here. Central Catholic at Covington. Let's try to, Central Catholic 63, Covington 50. That was at Covington last night. So there's a second buzzer. Guys out on the floor. Officials talking to Sam Ridgway. He's asking to look pretty much straight up at him. Officials are about 5'10". Ridgway 6'8". So they bring the ball into the backcourt. Blue Devil basketball. 43-26. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Just drive in. You pitch off. Reverse layup. Would go for Ridgway. Put back. Would go for Nate Powell. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Callen. Credit the board. Cole Duncan. They're working down baseline. They work back in the lane. They kick it back out top. That's Gavin Kidd to the corner baseline. Cole Duncan. He tried to feed it inside to Bradley Terrell and knocking the ball out of bounds defensively. Good play by Nate Powell. Back in the ball game for Callen. We're going to see number 20. Griffin Smith. Griffin Smith, we're going to see in the ball game here. I believe first time he's a 6'2" sophomore. He's going to bring the ball in deep out beyond the arc. Inside the arc, 2-point shot. Nice shot. Number 22, Bradley Terrell. Bradley Terrell averages 10 points per ball game. Going to work it down low. Lost the handle. It's going to be last touch by Nate Powell. Goes out of bounds. No complaining, not at all. Just going to jog back the other way. Tipton going to put the full court press on. Going to work their press. Got to definitely work the press. And they're going to throw the ball away, trying to get it through the front court. As Mason Kidd trying to save an errant pass and nearly getting it done. It goes out of bounds. Back in the ball game, we're going to see for the Blue Devils, number 23, Aiden Cole, taking a seat on the bench, is number 33, Sam Ridgway. And have a conversation right there with Coach Bales. They'll work it down low. Ball goes out of bounds if they last touch by a Blue Devil. They try to bounce pass into Nate Powell. Mike grazed off his leg, went out of bounds. Going to belong to Callen after this 30-second timeout. We'll talk about the December 14th rankings for Class 2A. At number 1, Central Noble, 4-0. Number 2 is Linton Stockton. They're 5-0. Number 3 is Fort Wayne Blackhawk. They're 3-0. Number 4 is South Spencer. They're 5-0. Number 5 is Covenant Christian, 4-1. Number 6 is Park Tudor. They're 3-1. Number 7 is Park Heritage, 3-2. Number 8 is Carroll. That's in Flora, Indiana. They're 5-0. Number 9 is Greenman at 4-0. And number 10 is Blackford at 1-1. We'll pick that up at number 11 in the next break. Brought in through the backcourt, Callum. They're working it back and forth. They're working across the timeline to Cole Duncan. They're working right side with the basketball. Mason Kidd, he'll take a jumper. Right elbow, got it. Mason Kidd for two. 43-30. 2:55 left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils in the front court on the dribble is Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it in low to Nate Powell. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Got it. Nate Powell for two. 45-30. 2:39 left. They're working in the front court right there from the corner. Mason Kidd. He'll dish it down low. Baseline jumper. Would go. That shot taken by Cole Duncan. To the front court. Noah Swan. He'll dribble in. They kick it back out. Aiden Toll to the corner. Could be a two if it goes. Wouldn't go. Jackson Money. Rebound. Nate Powell. He'll get the foul going up. Nearly got the bucket. Rimmed out. He was in the paint. Went straight up right side of the glass. He absorbed the foul. Couldn't get the bucket, but he'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul on number 20, Griffin Smith. Griffin Smith picks up his first foul. Team foul number one. Tipton with two thus far. Second half. First shot up and good. Nate Powell. He'll get another one. Checking in the ball game, number two, Maverick Conaway. He's a junior, 6'1". Taking a breather is number three, Grady Carpenter, a 6'4 freshman. Taking a breather out of the ballgame for Calvin. Number 22, Bradley Carroll. Second shot, Nate Powell. He eyes it, slides it. Rimmed off long, rebound, fought for. Nate Powell comes up with a loose ball. Jackson Money gets it outside. Three-point shot, good. Nolan Swan for three-point land straight away. 49-30. Crossing the timeline with the pass. We're going to right there. Marlatt. Then we're going to the corner. That's Macy Kidd. 3 points shot of the way. Nearly went. That's number 21, Cole Duncan. He nailed 2 3-point bombs in the first half. Noah Swan again for three. Outside the arc would go. Rims off. Rebound controlled by Michael Hargrave. In the front court, Callum. Working right there, Marlatt. Back to Hargrave. Lost the handle. Ends up in the hands of Jackson Money. Big old left side off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket, but he'll shoot two. Going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Trying that layup. Jackson Money going to shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul on number one, Nathan Kidd. He plays a clean ball game. He's gone this far. He picks up his first foul with 1:33 left in the third. First shot good for Jackson Money. He'll get one more. Jackson Money now 2 for 3 on the season, shooting 67%. He makes this one, he'll jump to 75. Shot on the way, rimmed out with go. Rebound out of there, controlled by Cole Duncan. He dishes off number 3, Michael Hargrave. See the front court with the basketball to move back around. Griffin Smith back to Hargrave. He'll work the right side with the basketball. Thought about a shot, going to ditch it back low. Corner baseline, he'll work it in. There'll be a foul called Nolan Swan. We're going to reach over the back. On a jump right there, try to deflect the basketball and get some of the body. So being out of bounds, toss in right here. Non-shooting foul. Foul whistle on Nolan Swan. He picks up his third to check out the ballgame. Checking in the ballgame for Nolan. Going to be number 3, Grady Carpenter. Jackson Money going to take a breather. So Connor Hassong in there, Nate Powell, Aiden Toll, Grady Carpenter, and Maverick Conaway. They're in the front court with the basketball. That's Callum. Callum on the drill. They bounce it one time behind the arc. That's Griffin Smith. The move at left side to Macy Kidd. Macy Kidd between the legs. He's working against Maverick Conaway. Conaway like glue. Conaway going to get a steal. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Good hands there, Mason Kidd. Slows the approach right there. Tipton was going to the front court in a hurry. So taking a breather right now is number 1, Mason Kidd. He gets a good hand clap from the Cowan faithful right here. And why not? Tip to the backcourt can be brought up across the timeline. He'll pick up the pace. That's Grady Carpenter. He'll work at the Aiden Toll. It's a Nate Powell right here, back to Toll. They're moving around the perimeter. Connor Hassong. 3-point shot, he's open. Aiden Toll got it. 3-point shot, good. As mentioned, Aiden Toll started this game at 50%. Last night, he started the game at 55%. He's back up there above 55 again now. 53-30. 23 seconds left. Third quarter on the dribble at Hargrave. To kick it left side. They go behind the arc. 3-point shot. We go for Griffin Smith. Rebound Blue Devils. Cross the timeline with the basketball. Grady Carpenter. They go off the glass. Shot. We go. Rebound Griffin Smith of Callum. Against the Hargrave. Going to call Devils. Going to call a traveling violation. he takes a shot. I'm not sure. It might have went in. I didn't see it. I'd have to ask somebody. But he traveled before he took a shot. He took a right from the scores bench right there. It's a half-court shot, 42, maybe 45 feet. But the ball goes to Gibson on the traveling violation. Could be brought in by Carpenter. 3.9 left. Carpenter looking to get it in. Does so. Connor Song. So that lost shot right there. Gibson rimmed off with Joe. Long three-point shot at the buzzer by Aiden Toll. That's about a 30-footer with Joe. At the end of three quarters of play, Gibson in front. 53-30. And I will finish up. He's class 2A rankings at number 11. It's Southwestern. They're in Hanover, 5-0. Number 12 is Eastside. They're 6-0. Number 13 is Westview. They're 3-1. Number 14 is Eastern Hancock. They're 3-1. Number 15 is North Putnam. They're 3-2. Number 16 is Clinton Prairie. They're 5-0. Number 17 is Southmont. They're 6-0. Three teams tied at number 18. They are Providence at 4-1. Andrean at 0-3. Keep in mind, Andrean won the state title in football at Lucas Oil just recently. Wapahani, they're 4-1. And number 21 is Lake Station at 5-0. And the Tipton Blue Devils at number 22. Before last night's game, they were 3-2. So they're 4-2 now. There's the buzzer. Fourth quarter. Coming right up. Will be inbound by the Blue Devils. Connor Song is tossing in to Nolan Swan. Swan going to be picked up at the half-court line by Michael Hargrave. Swan on the dribble. Bounce pass. Free throw line. Turnaround jumper. Way to go. That was Carpenter. Good call right there. Ball came down, landed on the ankle. Rolled on out of bounds off the foot of Callum. Official right there made the call. Can be brought in by Simpson on their own baseline, left of their bucket. Bounce pass, they're working in to Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc. He'll dribble a couple times. He'll keep the dribble alive. They're working in to Nate Powell. They'll dish it back out. Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll is going to bounce one into Nate. It got deflected. Ends up in the hands of Griffin Smith or Cowan going the other way. On the dribble behind the arc, Hargrave, back to Smith. Smith on the dribble behind the arc, out in front. Out top, taking a shot, Hargrave from three-point land. Where'd you go? Rebound, Joel Doug, no. It's 23, Victor Garrett. Victor Garrett for a two-point putback, 6'3 junior. They have 12 on their roster. They have two seniors, two juniors, eight sophomores, zero freshmen. As you heard Ms. Suzanne Crump, the athletic director, mentioning, they had a young squad this season. They're young, but they're getting older. They're getting experience. They're becoming more of veterans next year, all of these gangbusters. But this game is this year not quite half over. Working back the other direction. Griffin Smith behind the arc being guarded there by Nolan Swan. So we're going to see the corner. Cole, right there, Cole Duncan. He'll bring the ball back out to Hargrave. Behind the arc, back to Griffin Smith. He's being guarded there by Nolan Swan. Behind the arc, Hargrave again, cross-court pass. 53-32. Three-point shot. Griffin Smith going off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Nate Powell. He'll dish off. He gives you the guard. That's Carpenter. He'll dribble in, get it back to Nate. He'll kick it back to Nolan Swan. Left elbow extended, wouldn't go. Three-point land for Swan. 6:15 left. Fourth quarter is 53-32. We're at Calvin High School on a Saturday night. They work it down low. Cole Duncan. Position back out. Griffin Smith for three. Rims off. Short. Went to go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Calvin. Jackson Clifford. He'll dribble in. They go off the glass. He'll get the bucket. And he'll go to the stripe. A lot of folks might have thought he traveled, but he took that 1.5 step. That last step was a sideways step. Nothing wrong with that. There's no whistle, no call. No call needed. He's at the free throw line now. Number 4, Jackson Clifford. Checking in the ballgame. We're going to have Jackson Money in the ballgame. Taking a breather for Tipton. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. He's going to check in with the trainer. Might have had a bit of a bloody nose or something. Checking in with the trainer right now. She's going to take care of him. Bounce pass right there. Free throw line, Jackson Clifford. 3-point play, rimmed off with Joe. He got his own board. Jackson Clifford baseline, take the floater, got it. That's 4 points in one time down the floor. That don't happen very often. 53-36. Working at left side, Nolan Swan. Low pass, Cole handles it. Then working back to Jackson Money. You go left side to the corner. Nolan Swan, 3-point land, rimmed out there. We go rebound. Nate Powell, turn around. He'll work it back to Andy Cole and step in front of the line. He'll get it too. 2-point bucket, good for Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole working at 38% from 2-point land. He's now 4-for-9, so he's above 38. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, we've got to mention those Boilermakers won today. They're playing in that the game right here at Gainbridge. 4 teams, you know about them. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football and basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Callen. Callen Blackhawks on the dribble, that's Griffin Smith. Out top of the backtail dribble, working the basketball, Michael Hargrave, working against Jackson Money. The dribble and the pass at right side, they're working down low. Last touch by the Blue Devils, going to go out of bounds. Pretty quick release right there on that pass. That was 23, Victor Garrett. Going to get the ball back underneath their own bucket. Right in the bucket on the baseline. 5:06 left, we're in the fourth quarter. 55-36. Sitting in front, they're working down low. He did a traveling violation, got the pass to him. Couldn't get the ball down to the floor to take that step in time. Checking back in the ball game, Sam Ridgeway. Taking a breather is Aiden Toll. Both can be brought in from the backcourt, Jackson Money. He's in the Noah Swan. Picking him up right away, full court, is Michael Hargrave. Michael Hargrave, some pretty good steps right here to go step for step with Nolan Swan. You're doing something good. So we're going back to go baseline and bring back around. 3-point shot from the corner, good. Connor Hassong from 3-point land. Connor Hassong nails it. He's right at 30% from 3-point land on the season. 4:34, tips away, stolen. Passing up ahead is Hassong. He'll dish off. 2-point bucket off the glass for Jackson Money. 60-36. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Michael Hargrave. Going against him is Jackson Money. He'll pick up his dribble at the center circle. He'll hand off. He'll get it to number 20, Griffin Smith. So there's going to be a timeout call, I do believe. Full 60-second timeout. Let's go ahead and finish this. Definitely. This Blue Devil Boilermaker, we know, as we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifetime Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021-22 Tipton Blue Devils. I can't mention the name, but he definitely wanted to be a part of back in the Blue Devils for football and basketball. So 4:15 on the game clock, 60-36. Tipton in front. Ball's going to be brought in. Crossing the scorer's bench, half court. Going to be brought in by Michael Hargrave. He's going to pass it to the backcourt, number 20, Griffin Smith. Smith's going to bring it across the timeline. Working against him, Nolan Swan. He'll work it right side. He'll pick up screen from Duncan. Short off the mark by two. That was Griffin Smith. They couldn't save it. Going back the other direction. Blue Devils. Nate Powell brings it across the timeline. He gets to Connor Hassong. Hassong wanted to dish it inside. Trying to either find Jackson Money or Sam Ridgeway. Ball caroms. It goes out of bounds. Substitutions in the ballgame for Callen. in the ballgame. 22, Bradley Carroll going to guard the inbound. Nolan Swan trying to get it in after the bucket on the Blue Devil baseline. In the ballgame, number 1, Mason Kidd. Number 2, Gavin Kidd. Going to go baseline. Dish off to Nate Powell. Then work it back out. Now low, Jackson Money. 2 points off the glass left side. Credit a good assist from Nolan Swan. 3:42 on the game clock. Left corner, baseline, and bring the ball back out. That's number 1, Mason Kidd. Skip pass, and work it left side behind the arc. Griffin Smith. Ass off, to get it back to Gavin Kidd. Right side back to Mason. Mason on the dribble behind the arc. They'll work it to Marlatt. They'll work it to Kidd. Working behind the arc. Garden Griffin Smith right there is Connor Hassan. 3:15 left, fourth quarter. 62-36. Gonna take a 3-point shot. Griffin Smith, he got that one. Right elbow extended. 3-point land for number 20, Griffin Smith, but he's only averaging 3.5 a game. His average is climbing. 62-39. They're working down low. It's going to be intercepted. Going back the other way, Hargrave. He's going to dish it off to Terrell. Going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Nolan Swan. That's correct. I believe Nolan's going to pick up his fourth foul in the ballgame. So Nolan Swan has 4. He's going to walk to the bench. Substitution in the ballgame for the Blue Devils is going to be Grady Carpenter. And Maverick Conaway going to take a seat for the Blue Devils, Jackson Money, and Nolan Swan. 2:48 left. 62-39. Ball's in the front court. Salwin Blackhawks on the dribble. Blaine Marlatt back out top to Griffin Smith. They'll work it right side near the Blackhawks bench. Mason Kidd going to pass it down low on the baseline. Marlatt, he'll dish it back out. Griffin Smith, he'll pop a shot. Elbow left side. Got it. 2-point shot good. For Griffin Smith, a 6'2" sophomore. Or to the right side, save the basketball. That was Maverick Conaway. Mike got away with a scoot of the foot. No call. They're working down inside. Nate Powell, they go left side of the bucket off the glass. He'll work his way down low. And Coach Cliff Hawkins going to send in a couple off the bench here to end of the ballgame. Under 2 minutes left. They'll work at left side. 3-point shot ready to go for Gavin Kidd. They'll work baseline. Going to be a tie-up because another thing, he's on the baseline. One of the guys who's on the baseline is going to be the Tipton guy. So they're going to give it back to Cowan in the ball game for Tipton. We're going to see number 4, Gavin Hare, and number 5, Clark Rodeball. We brought in just left of the bucket on the baseline. As Mason Kidd brings it in again to Smith. As Griffin Smith picks up his dribble out top, works it right side to Mason Kidd. Mason Kidd on the dribble, working against Carpenter. In the paint, he'll take a jumper. Short off the mark, going to go. Rebound secured by Maverick Conaway, number 2 for the Blue Devils. Bring it back the other direction. The key to the corner, Gavin Hare, 3-point land. Where'd he go? Rebound Tipton. Clark wrote a ball, boards the basketball. They'll bounce it back out to Carpenter. He'll drive the lane. He'll take a floater. About 10-feet floater. Got the bucket. Carpenter for 2. 66-41. Gavin to shoot Griffin Smith. 3-point land just off the mark. Way to go. Rebound Buckmore picked up by Carpenter. He'll dish it left side to Conaway. To bring the ball back out. We've got 1 minute to play. Maverick Conaway takes the 3. Way to go. Right elbow extended. It's going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be a Blue Devil foul. Number 5, Clark Rodeball. In the ballgame for the Blackhawks, we're going to see number 33, Andy Harsh. 6'3" senior. And we'll double check here, get the number correct. Number 10, Clark Trimble. In the ballgame, he's a 6'2" sophomore. Cross the timeline with the pass right there to Griffin Smith. 50 seconds left. Ball's in the front court for Cowan. Cowan Blackhawks. They're working back around to Trimble. Trimble back to Griffin Smith. Smith being picked up right there by Conaway. That's Maverick Conaway. Back pedal dribble. Griffin Smith takes his dribble up and he's stolen. Go back the other direction. That's Maverick Conaway. He got fouled on the way up. Never even got the ball above his waist. going up to the layup. He'll shoot twice. Maverick Conaway going to go to the stripe. And if I'm not incorrect with these stats, these are six-game stats for the Blue Devils. They're 4-2. But this is Maverick Conaway's first free throw of the season, and he nails it. He's 1-for-1. He gets some congratulations on the lane. Rode a ball. Connor Hassan, Carpenter. He made both of them. 2-for-2, he's 100% on the season. That's Maverick Conaway at the free throw line. 68-41. Working the right side with the basketball. Mason Kidd. He'll bring it back out. Guarding him is Conaway. So working inside Trimble, trying to find a quick pass to Andy Harsh. Couldn't handle it. Ball ends up in Tipton's hands. 12 seconds left. Out top of the basketball. That's number 3. Grady Carpenter. He'll keep the ball dribbling. Out top, there's a good hand clap going on. There's 1 second. There's the buzzer. 32 minutes gone by. Good ball game right here. Very thankful for Coach Aaron Groves of Cowan. What a gentleman. He's giving a good handshake and some good words right now to Coach Cliff Hawkins. They're going to walk by the scores bench right there. They're all shaking hands with one another. And we thank you for listening. We thank our halftime guest. That was Athletic Director Suzanne Crump. And you think about Suzanne Crump and you think about Andy Taylor's girlfriend. That just came to mind. But we thank you for listening. And we'll let you know the Cowan Blackhawks. The next game on their agenda will be Tuesday evening, December 21st. South Adams Starfires will be right here at Cowan High School, 6 and 7:30. The Tipton Blue Devils next game, the Blackford Bruins, will be in the house at Tipton High School for a 6 and 7:30 ball game. And there will be no Put Me In Sports broadcast that evening. If you want to listen in, Put Me In Sports will be doing 2 ball games at Fort Wayne, 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Lady Huskies going to go against Fort Wayne Swinger at 10 and go against Fort Wayne Concordia at 4. We thank you for listening, and until then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.